The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Election Day is Tuesday, and former President Trump is stumping hard for Republicans across the country. In Pennsylvania, yesterday he blasted the Biden administration.
The southern border is wide open. Millions of illegal aliens are pouring into our country. Your commonwealth is enduring a massive and bloody crime wave. And the far left is indoctrinating our children with twisted race and gender insanity in our schools. Other than that, they're doing a fantastic job.
President Biden and former President Obama also campaigned in the state on Saturday. Ukraine's state electricity operator has announced regularly scheduled blackouts for Kiev and seven other regions of the country beginning today in the aftermath of Russia's devastating strikes on energy infrastructure. This is SRN News.
Bad decisions limit future options. Make enough bad decisions and you destroy your life. Listen to The Flatline with your host Rick Hughes every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. The Flatline describes a main line of resistance in your soul, built on God's Word. Join us every Sunday for 30 minutes of inspiration, motivation, education, all without manipulation.
The Flatline with Rick Hughes, every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
We need your help. Hello, I'm Marianne Kowarski, director of Pro-Life Across America. In my 30-plus years, I've never seen such a concerted attempt to silence our efforts and at a time when it's most needed. There's a powerful effort to prevent and block our pro-life messages. Our billboards, social media, and digital ads are all impacted. Unplanned pregnancies still happen. Our ads feature a hotline number connecting callers with more than 3,000 pregnancy support centers across America, offering alternatives to abortion, free ultrasound, and pregnancy help. Babies' lives are being saved. The need still exists. It really does. And Pro-Life Across America needs your help. To donate, please find us at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org.
Did you know I could suck my thumb before I was born?
Yep, we all started small.
Are you looking for a unique Christmas gift that will keep on giving? We've partnered with Twin Cities award-winning photographer Wayne Moran for a special half-price lesson offer. Wayne will teach you all you need to know to take better images. Regular price for this five-lesson package is $500, now just $250. Only five of these special offers are available, so call the station now at 651-289-4413. 651-289-4413.
At AM1280ThePatriot.com, you guide the conversation.
Mike Gallagher, midterm projections.
Here's what Newt said last night.
The two most successful models, they use historic data. Both of them came in about the same number. They predict 44 to 46 seat gain by the Republicans in the House. Remember, when you get out of California, the Republican generic advantage is enormous. And in fact, in the swing states, even the Washington Post last week reported that Republicans are ahead something like 57 to 35 in the swing districts.
What's your Senate prediction?
+3 to +7 on the Senate, +20 to +50 in the House.
And I hope he's right, because it's our only chance to get this country back.
Visit AM1280ThePatriot.com. Click on Hosts and search for whatever's on your mind. You'll find a deep archive of intelligent commentary.
Are you offended by the woke agenda? By what they're teaching and not teaching our kids and grandkids in schools? Are you concerned about rising prices, recession, jobs? By the numbers, Minnesota has also become a high-crime state. Is America and Minnesota on the wrong track? If you agree, then vote Republican Tuesday, November 8th. Republicans are committed to restoring Minnesota and America. Your vote matters. Cast it wisely.
This message was prepared and paid for by the 4th Congressional District Republicans.
Thousands of young people are dying from counterfeit prescription drugs laced with lethal doses of fentanyl. Just one counterfeit pill laced with fentanyl can kill. Visit onepillkilled.org to learn more.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Momberg.
Thanks, Doc. This morning, we're going to spend time with Bill Kinsman, who's been flying for a long, long, long time. In fact, Bill earned his pilot's license before the FAA was established. Bill was one of the early members of the EAA and is president of the Central County Airport Association. Bill, welcome to the World of Aviation.
Well, thank you, Alan. I am talking to you on my cell phone. I had made the assumption that you'd come in on my landline, but I guess if that's what it's got to be, we can do it.
Well, it's a good, clean cell phone, so it'll work. And if for some reason we have a problem, we'll jump off the cell phone and get the landline number from you. But right now it sounds great, Bill. So we'll roll with this. Where did you grow up, Bill?
Well, although I was born in Green Bay, I grew up in Clintonville, Wisconsin. The reason being that my mother was. Yes. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, how big a town was that back then?
Clintonville. Oh, about 5,000, 6,000, somewhere in that area.
Is it named after Bill Clinton?
No. Bill hadn't seen the light of day.
That's exactly. Who are what drove you? You were born where? What? What year?
I was born in 1932. Makes me a 90-year-old old guy now, which I can't quite assimilate. I don't think of myself that way, but that's what the calendar tells me. So,
you know, Bill, over the years have been friends with a couple of guys that were in their 90s, and they just refused to let the old in, and that sounds like you.
Well, I try. The body doesn't always agree with me, but I try.
When did you got the aviation bug? Did you get that at an early age?
Very early. I was born 5 years after Lindbergh flew the Atlantic, which was in 1927. I was born in 1932. And where did I get the bug? Well, I guess I've heard airplanes flying by as a little kid. You look up and you ask, well, Daddy, what's that? You know, and as soon as I understood that human beings could actually go up in the sky and fly, I was fascinated. And my interest, well, Charles Lindbergh was my boyhood hero. And I tried to build model airplanes out of toothpicks and Lee-Page glue, if you can believe that.
Wow.
And when the relatives asked my mother, what should we get Billy for his birthday, which, by the way, is St. Patrick's Day, she said, get him model airplanes. So they did, and that was the beginning of my interest in aviation, and it's only gotten stronger. Instead of, weakening, I've kid bicycled out to the local airport and hung around and, well, the usual thing kids do if they're interested in aviation.
Yeah. Do you remember how old you were the first time you went up in a plane?
Sure I do. My first plane ride was in a J-3 Piper Cub, and I had been hanging around the airport for quite a while. I was about 6 years old, and even though it's that far back, one of the memories that I have of that was not just the joy of my first ride and seeing the world from the sky looking down instead of, but the smell of the leather seats and gasoline and so on, that was a very unique odor. And I spent a lot of time, the weeks after that ride, telling all my friends, all the kids, about how I had gone up in an airplane. So,
you know, Bill,
if
I could interject here, you said something that made me smile to this day. When I sump the tanks, when I take a little sample from each wing and underneath, I always smell the aviation fuel for two reasons. I love the smell, and number two, I want to make sure the right fuel's in the plane. And I got a feeling most pilots do that.
Well, I'm sure it was 87, the fuel that I was smelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what we used when I started actually flying. In fact, I had buried a great big, well, it was a 1,000-gallon tank, and we filled it up with the red gas, 8087, and I think we paid, it was just under $1 a gallon. And then when we got the bill and paid it, we took the paperwork, filled it out, sent it into the state, and we got the tax back as a refund. We got a check.
Oh.
And the reason, of course, for that was that it was like the farmers. We're not driving on highways, and so we were eligible for the refund that farmers got.
Well, I'll be darned. What year would that have been, Bill, when you were talking $1 a gallon?
Oh, it was less than that, actually. It was somewhere in the 89 cents range, something in that range. What year was it? It would have been in the middle 50s.
Mid-50s, okay. The reason I ask is after my wife and I got married in 1971, I had a 1966 GTO, the car was not easy on gas. And I remember when gas hit 23 cents a gallon, my wife says, "We got to sell this car. We just can't afford to drive this thing." 23 cents a gallon.
If you stop buying, yes, I remember that price. Those prices are 29 cents a gallon, and you get free dishes along with it.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Super America was giving away stamps. You'd fill your book up, and you'd bring it in, and you could fill up your tank.
Well,
with the
stamps. I lived through the era. I was born shortly after the Great Depression happened,
1932,
and the crash was 1929, so it was only a few years after. My mother was a registered nurse, and she managed to get an A stamp for the rationing of gas. We had that black stamp with white printing on our windshield. That entitled us to a minimum amount of gas, but it was more than most people got because she was a nurse. So,
I want to mention to you, Bill, that the operations manager at the Salem stations in the Twin Cities and my producer this morning and good friend John Berg, his mother grew up near Clintonville.
I know Clintonville very well. She grew up in Brilliant, and we have family in Appleton and Green Bay, so I know that area very well. I've driven through Clinton on the way to the Packers games.
Yep, there is one within an hour of our finishing our conversation here. The Packers are playing.
It's going to get crazy over there. It's going to get crazy over there.
I've been a season ticket holder of the Packers for just long before Vince Lombardi came. I was a season ticket holder.
Well, our families have that in common because my family used to have season tickets back when they split the games between Milwaukee and Green Bay, and we actually had something like 20-some of them back then, and we've given them all to the cousins and dispersed them. So now my mom has two, and my cousins, my closest cousins still have two of them.
Well, in this season, I can say, well, I feel for you guys, the way the season is going for the Packers. On that note, we're going to take a break. Bill Kinsman is our guest. We're going to talk about flying again momentarily The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Dennis Prager is excited for some changes.
Elon Musk has taken over Twitter and fired the damn human beings who ran that censor-laden, anti-American site. These people ruined this country, these people who ran Twitter. Thugs.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Cable news. Noisy, out of touch, on repeat. Tired of all the lookalikes? So are we. Salem News Channel is here to change the game. Streaming 24-7, free on your TV, with the greatest collection of conservative voices. Home to Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Like you, we say what's wrong and what's right. Unfiltered and unapologetic. Salem News Channel. We're the answer to the mainstream media. Learn more at snc.tv.
Earn as you learn when you enroll in the Apprentice Support Program at Academy College. There is an immediate need for aircraft maintenance technicians. Academy uses the proven approach of learning through on-the-job training coupled with an educational element to prepare you to become a certified aviation mechanic in 30 months. Academy College offers support for those looking to hire an apprentice or to become an apprentice. The next open house is November 16th at 5. For more information, call Academy at 952-851-0066. You're listening to the World of Aviation, and before we get into pilot talk and flying, Bill, John let me know during the break that his aunt was the cheese queen of what, John?
Kakana.
Kakana. And John
That's
said,
a suburb of Appleton.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And John said, I'd bet $1 million or $10 million or somewhere, a lot of zeros that you guys know a lot of, have a lot of mutual friends.
I'm sure yeah. They know everybody over there.
That's funny.
Well,
I still own
the house that I grew up in Clintonville. Rent it out to people. But
wow.
So, well, let's talk aviation. You did start by asking me how did I get interested. One of the things, and I know this dates me, but we got the Chicago Tribune. Both weekdays and Sunday. And then the Sunday comics, there was a comic strip that I just loved to read, Smiling Jack Martin. He was a pilot, and the whole theme of the comic strip was flying. And then on the radio, there were so many things, the Lone Ranger, the Green Hornet, all sorts of things. There was one of them called Captain Midnight, and the program began with this ringing of a bell going bong, bong, and they do that, you know, 12 times to midnight, and the whole thing was about flying. I mean, we got the Lone Ranger on radio, too, back then, because there was no TV, that's all we had, but Captain Midnight is a program I would never miss. So anyway, I should let you ask the questions instead of me making comments.
So that obviously that show had a big influence on you as a kid, and it drove you to want to learn how to fly. And hanging out at the airport, I'm sure had a lot to do with that. Also, did you have any as a young child? Did you have a mentor that you got to know that helped you along in this path to flying?
No, I would attribute that much later to the man that taught me how to fly. His name was John Moriarty, and he was just a terrific human being. He was a masterful pilot, and, well, he was an awful personable guy. He was a man's man. We enjoyed his company, knowing how to do something well, like flying, is one talent or ability. But he had a second ability, which was terrific. He was a magnificent teacher, just an extremely good teacher. And I soloed after only 5 hours of duel in an Araka 7AC. And all of that took place, that was 1958, and it was at 6-8 Charlie, our airport. And that is between Manawa, Wisconsin, and Iowa.
Bill, let me jump in here for a second. Let me jump in real quick before I forget to even ask you this, because you brought up something. You said he was a really good teacher. What made him a good teacher?
Oh, boy. What made him a good teacher?
What makes any instructor a good teacher?
Communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And exactly. Demonstration. Yeah. He would show you how to fly in all of its aspects, but he would explain the reasons for them. He would explain why it's important, what's dangerous and what's safe. But instead of preaching at you, he had just a conversation with you that showed he wanted you to be able to understand. And he was very easy to understand. He just had the ability to teach. And, well, you know, 5 hours of duel, and we had been shooting touch and goes and flying the pattern. And after we completed probably a half hour of that, he said, this time roll to a stop instead of feeding in throttle. So we did. And he got out of the airplane and turned around and looked back at me. And I thought perhaps he was going to go use the plumbing when he got out, but he didn't. He turned around, he looked at me, and he said, you think you can handle it?
Wow.
And
wow.
At that moment, I hadn't been thinking a solo at all. It dawned on me what he was about to say. And he said, you back taxi and you take it around the pattern once and come back to a full stop. And so I did that, but almost immediately left the ground and started climbing. I thought, oh my God, there's something seriously wrong here. This airplane. I thought,
yeah.
God, on my solo flight, I'm going to crash and die? What? I took off on runway 9er, and at the end of the runway, there was a road, and the road had, of course, telephone poles and wires, and we always managed to climb over that when he was giving me duel. But this was crazy. It was so damned high. I went over that thing so much higher, and I thought, oh, my God, what's wrong? And then it dawned on me. He wasn't in here, and the plane was lighter. So So I scared myself needlessly. That was my first solo flight.
And you probably had to change the trim up a little bit, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet.
Yeah, yeah.
It also was probably the best landing I've ever made in my life. You could not tell when the weight of the airplane shifted from the wing and its lift to the landing gear. You couldn't feel any difference.
That's impressive.
It's a greaser. So that's how it all began.
So how big was the grin on your face, and how long did it take for it to leave your face? After that day
week,
of soloing.
A week at least.
Yeah,
I became a terrible... I was boring people in my hometown because I'm bragging about having... I went out and flew my own airplane. So.
Yeah, we all remember that day. It's emblazoned in our minds forever. You ask any pilot about the day they soloed, and they remember it like it was just that day or yesterday. It's amazing, isn't it?
It sure was.
So, Bill, after that, how often did you head out to the airport and fly by yourself? And, of course, you continued the instruction with Maury Arity. But how often did you go out and take advantage of the flying at the airport by yourself?
Well, I did it at every single opportunity. Of course, I was a young guy, and I had to earn the money so that I could go flying. But I flew an awful lot. My instructor, Johnny Moriarty, had given authority for me to just go out anytime, open the hangar, get the plane out, fuel it, and fly. He said, you've got good judgments, and so I trust you. So I was able to do that. John had some trout ponds way up north of Antigo, and he used to go up to that. Now, John used to teach us, and anyone else he was instructing, he said the most dangerous part of flying is the ride to the airport in your car. And tragically, it came true for John, because he had gone up to the trout ponds to look them over, and then he stopped for supper. And he was on his way back down, and he stopped for some food. And when he pulled out of the parking lot onto the road, he was hit broadside by a woman driving a Cadillac and killed him instantly.
What a shame.
And when I heard about it, I actually cried. I mean, I love that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's horrible.
Well, I continued to fly. You asked how much flying did I do. I flew, even though John was gone, I flew that plane. I don't know how many total hours I put on it. But I finally went out and I started looking for my own plane. And I purchased a Cessna 140. A 1971 was the year that I bought it, and I brought it back to the airport where Johnny had taught me how to fly, and I bought a T-hanger, put it in there. Then I had it fitted for skis, and I had skis put on, and I flew skis in the winter, wheels in the summer. And as I said, that was 1971. I still have the airplane. I've had it for 50 years.
Wow. Bill, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll pick up. And by the way, we should be like the Groucho Marx and the dropping of the magic word, because you said anigo. And you're the first person on this show in 20-some years that has mentioned Anigo, the home of Craig Schrepferer, my former producer at another location. We'll take a break. Bill Kinsman is our guest. It is coming up. It's 10:31, actually. Bill Kinsman, been flying for a long, long time, obviously. 90 years old. And you're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, at the crossroads of 35W and 494. And by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
This is Senator Jim Abler reaching out about the importance of voting. The direction of Minnesota is in the balance. We need to take back our state from the failed liberal ideals of Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. Urge your disgruntled friends to vote. Let's overwhelm the voting booths with conservative voters so there can be no question as to the results. For the future of Minnesota, vote Republican on or before November 8th. God bless us all.
Prepared and paid for by Abler Volunteer Committee.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's Play The Patriot Minneapolis.
There are few things in life better than leaving the confines of old Mother Earth, putting the nose of your airplane on the center line, and going full throttle down the runway. You put a little back pressure on the stick, and the plane knows when to lift off. It's a feeling you can only get being a pilot. Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. You can experience this by taking a $99 discovery flight at Thunderbird.
You'll go up with a certified flight instructor, and you will actually take the controls of the plane and fly it. You'll feel the exhilaration, excitement, and gratification that you've heard me talk about so many times over the years. Thunderbird Aviation is where I learned to fly, and they are simply the best. They have a variety of aircraft you can rent, and you can always be assured that they've been maintained to the highest of standards. The first step, though, is to take a discovery flight. Visit their website at thunderbirdaviation.com. Thunderbird Aviation, located at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. To learn more about the discovery flight, go to thunderbirdaviation.com. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Bill Kinsman. Bill, when you and I have gotten to know each other via phone, we've never personally met. I'm in Colorado, you're in Wisconsin. But one of the things that you told me that really surprised me, because you're such an easy guy to talk to, and you've got so many stories. But growing up, you had a really hard time speaking in front of groups. And my wife is like that. How did you overcome that? By necessity, or how did that work?
I had that problem as I was going through grade school. I mean, to get up in front of the class, which was frequently required by the teachers, and I was almost unable to speak. But I eventually started overcoming that. And I am now being accused of being very verbose and too wordy. No, I overcame that because I loved listening to your break, your commercial. I understand now why it's the Patriot. It's an extremely conservative point of view, and I was a very conservative guy from early on. I was so upset when Dewey lost the election to Truman. I hated FDR. As I got older, I got involved in politics. I ended up as chairman of the Republican Party in our county. I served in that capacity during Watergate, which was not a popular thing to be during the Watergate era, but I was chairman of the WAPAC party. Then I was elected the district chairman for the 8th Congressional District, and I served in that capacity on the state executive committee. Then I was the Reagan chairman in 75. Of course, Reagan came close but didn't get the nomination, and Ford lost the election. I was then again the Reagan chairman for a larger area than just Waupaca County in 1980, and I actually was able in that capacity to get Ronald Reagan and his wife in Waupaca on the bandstand in front of the county courthouse, and I was the master of ceremonies that introduced him and did the question and answer thing with him after. And I was a voting delegate to the national convention in Detroit that nominated him. Now, we should go back to aviation, but as I said, I'm verbose.
Those are great stories. You know, and speaking of stories, Ronald Reagan was a great storyteller, and I think that's one of the things that made him so popular with the people, because he'd make you smile, he could make you laugh. He always had a little story to tell, didn't he?
Yeah, and he was the great communicator. I mean, he had such charm and personality that whether you were Republican or Democrat or independent, didn't matter. He appealed to all of them, and he treated everybody with respect. He was a well-educated man. Most people don't know that, but he had a college degree in economics, and he demonstrated that during his administration, I think. So
one of the all-time,
Yeah, but I've got to say one thing. One of the all-time great lines was during the presidential debate in that 1980 election year when the moderator brought up the age factor. And Ronald Reagan said, well, I'm not going to use that against my opponent and his youthfulness or something to that point. It was one of the greatest lines ever.
Oh, absolutely. He had Mondale laughing, but he said, I do not intend to use the youth of my opponent, the youth and inexperience of my opponent, is what he said.
Funny. Great stuff. Well, let's talk flying. Here's what I want to talk about, Bill. You are not only the president of the Central County Airport Association, but you're the chief cook on the Friday afternoon lunch in the cookhouse that you have there in Iola, Wisconsin. This is a great organization. How many members do you have? And we're going to get into why you have members. You know, there's all kinds of fly-in breakfast all over the country. You don't need to be a member. But with this, you do, and there's a reason for that, and we're going to get into that. But if I remember right, you told me that the lifetime family associate membership in the association is $10. Am I correct on that?
Yes, $10.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, let me explain. Well, first of all, you said I'm still the president. I was the president for a great many years, and I finally reached the point where I retired, although I'm still involved in some of the parts of putting on the Friday lunches, and I'm the one who actually started them and did the cooking and so on. But I did that because, like most airports, they have one or two fly-ins a year, and they usually serve pancakes or breakfast or something. And we did, too. We had a very large two-day fly-in that coincided with the Iola Old Car Show. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It is the second largest car show in the United States. Wow. And we had a fly-in breakfast for 2 days, and we had a fall Colorama fly-in in the first Sunday, actually, in October. That was the only source of revenue that our airport had. And if we had good weather and a good turnout, you combine what we would make in profit off the two, and our total income was around maybe $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
Wow.
Now, there were projects that we wanted to do, including building a new clubhouse, which we finally eventually succeeded in doing. But we needed another source of income, which is why I decided to start doing regular weekly Friday lunches. And we did no advertising. We just did word of mouth. The local regional airports, the guys would come, and it grew, and they'd go back and they'd tell people at their airport about having come to Central County Airport to the Friday lunch. And it just grew and grew and grew. And after 2 years of doing this, it was amazing the crowds that we were getting. And, of course, when I began, prices on food and everything else were a whole lot more reasonable than they are today. I charged only $5 for a huge meal that usually was, I had quite a choice of menus. I did, pork roast dinners, I did beef dinners, the whole thing with dessert table and ice cream sundaes, and charged $5 for that. They could go back for seconds or take some home to their wife or whatever. And for 2 years, we built up quite a crowd, and one day in walked the food inspector. And
and Bill, I want to interject one thing. As you're listening to this story, you're going to be thinking, like I thought, this should be made into a movie. Because it would be a great movie. Bill, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. And then we're gonna hear about the local food inspector. Dun, dun, dun. Bill Kinsman is our guest, and you're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport, and by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hugh Hewitt makes a very simple argument.
Vote Republican. Vote early. Please go and vote early. Georgia, get out there and put your vote in the register for Herschel Walker. Remember, it's not close. They can't cheat. That is the title of my 2004 book, probably the book that's had the most influence because in the title is a message. If it's not close, they can't cheat. Everything is run by Democrats and everything sucks.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Earn as you learn when you enroll in the Apprentice Support Program at Academy College. There is an immediate need for aircraft maintenance technicians. Academy uses the proven approach of learning through on-the-job training coupled with an educational element to prepare you to become a certified aviation mechanic in 30 months. Academy College offers support for those looking to hire an apprentice or to become an apprentice. The next open house is November 16th at 5. For more information, call Academy at 952-851-0066. You're listening to The World of Aviation. And by the way, I just want to mention regarding Thunderbird Aviation, you are invited to join a meeting. It's going to be all about weight and balance terms and definitions. All you have to do is register via email. You can go on the website, ThunderbirdAviation.com, and learn more about this and sign up. And that's coming up next week. So get on the Thunderbird Aviation website, and Fred's a great guy, chief pilot out of Thunderbird Aviation. Okay, back to our conversation with Bill Kinsman and talking about the food inspector.
Well, I'll try and make this brief because I think we're running short on time here. So the guy was I guess they had given him some authority. He had no education in food. He didn't have some degree from college, but they pinned the badge on him and sent him out. And he was giving us so much grief. They said, you have to get a restaurant license, and you have to put in a big stainless steel dishwasher, and you have to drill a new... I mean, he was just terrible. Well, fortunately, the crowds that I was getting included... I had six different lawyers that were already members, and I was president, so I sat down with them and said, what the heck do we do now? And they said, we don't know. But a week or two later, they came back. They had researched the state restaurant law, the church supper law, the Lions Club, the JC, the whole thing. And they said, serve members only. Become a private club. And if you're serving just members only, they can't bother you. So I did that. I went home and had... a membership form and a little membership card made on the computer. And I thought we might sell 50, 60 of those and raise a little of extra money besides what we were profiting on the food. Well, when I finally retired after doing this for, it was about 15 years, you asked me the question, how many members did we have? These memberships were non-voting associate memberships. The only voting ones were the people that own planes and hangars at the airport. But we had over 1,400 paid members. Wow. And we have this all documented on computer, all the names and addresses and so on. Yeah. Now, when I retired, that was the number. We have since passed 2,000, and they're from all over the country. And we're just a little sod field in the middle of nowhere, but we've been written up in virtually every flying magazine you could name. We've been on the internet with we've just had so much publicity. We've had... lots of well-known people, famous people. Paul Popresny and his wife would come up, and the co-pilot of Sully's plane that landed in the Hudson, he was there. We had the head of the NTSB, the president of it. She was a woman. She came up. So it was quite a thing. But in the course of all of this, we had so many other really, I think, remarkable things happen. We had a man that came up and took up residence in Iola, came to the airport. His name was Paul Johns. He was a Pan Am Clipper pilot, the flying boats.
Wow.
And he had 240-some crossings of the Pacific. He also had set up an instrument instruction school in Florida for Pan Am pilots. We became close friends. He was quite elderly. I took him to his doctor's appointments and his dentist and his audiologists and all of that, and to the hospitals a number of times. I ended up with legal power of attorney for medical decisions for him. And he lived to be 104 years old.
Wow.
And I arranged his funeral. He wanted to be cremated. He wanted his ashes sprinkled on runway 22 at Central County Airport. And that's what we did. I set up a little museum about him in the big new clubhouse that we have. And so everyone that lands or takes off is rolling over Paul's grave because it's out there on runway 22. But, there were so many things. I came back from a lovely summer evening's flight where I was, it was so beautiful, and it's light till 9 o'clock at night. And I had gone out after supper, got the plane out, and was flying. When I came back to the airport, I saw a couple of vans, and there were some people flying model airplanes down there. Wow. So I made a landing, parked the plane instead of putting it back in the hangar, went over and met one of them, and talked to him, and he was just starting to fold up his airplane and put it in his van. And I said, how would you like a ride in a real one? And he said, you bet. So I took him up. He lived at the chain of lakes in the Waupaca area, and he owned a fiberglass factory. And he was so fascinated when we got back from the ride, and he helped me put the plane in the hangar. It was 2 hours before I could lock the door and go home because he kept asking all kinds of questions.
Yep, yep, yep.
A week later, he called me and he said, I want to buy you breakfast, come over. And he gave me the name of the restaurant. So I went and he said, I want you to teach me how to fly. And I said, well, I'm not an instructor. I can't sign your logbook. Well, to make the story as short as I can, I taught him how, and I didn't charge him anything. He paid for the gas. But Rick Disher then went out. I taught him to fly skis in the winter and, of course, tail dragger. He went out and bought a Mall, and then he wanted to get skis for it, and he discovered there weren't any that were approved for the Mall. And so he said, I own a fiberglass plant. I'll make my own. And I said, Rick, do you know what a STC is or a PMA? No, of course he didn't know. Well, he found out. He spent over $100,000 developing skis, and I had a fair amount of input into helping him with it. And he actually got them approved for the typical small, you know, the Araka, the J3, the Taylor Crafts, and so on. And then he wanted to get them approved for the Steve Whitman Cessna landing gear, the spring steel gear. And they wanted to use my plane to do it. These skis were huge. He took the airfoil off the top of the wing of the Mall, and he used that because these were going to be skis that didn't require removing your wheel. It was a slide-on thing that would go over an axle that we've bolted on to the inside of the leg. And the skis were so big, the FAA was worried that they produced too much drag. And when we
Bill, we're up. Unfortunately, we're up against the wall here. But I do have a final question for you. Did the food inspector become a member of the club?
No, my God, no. His life would have been at risk if he came in to, after all the grief he gave us.
Bill, it's the Iola Airport, and it's still going on every Friday. Is there a website that people can go to?
Oh, sure there is. Just put in 68 Charlie or Central County Airport. I did it all 12 months out of the year. After I retired, they decided they didn't want to do it in the winter. And so they
Bill, unfortunately, we are out of time. Hold on, I'm going to talk to you off air here. So don't go away, but it's been so much fun. Bill Kinsman, our guest, 90 years old and still going, as you heard, very, very strong. You've been listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Thunderbird Aviation and Academy College of Aviation. This is The World of Aviation.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
From tailgating to hunting, it's the season for fall fun. Get your truck, four-wheeler, ATV, Roboducks, hunting shack, and bow sights ready today. And don't miss out on the fun. Let Full Service Battery keep you powered up and ready. They have batteries in stock, so stop by or look them up today at fullservicebattery.com. Whether it be for hunting or tailgating, they'll keep your fall fun on schedule. Just go to fullservicebattery.com. That's fullservicebattery.com.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.